Welcome back to our running podcast movement with our very own in-house running expert, Dr. Rajat Chauhan. This is the fifth episode. Welcome, Dr. Rajat Chauhan. How are you doing?
Very good, ma'am. Thank you.
Right. So what's the theme for today's podcast?
So as great as running is for all to pick up, injuries end up happening all the time. So we'll be looking at them, like, you know, how to prevent injuries, queries related to that. Those are the ones we'll be tackling today.
Okay. So the very first question is from Sonia Mudgal from DRG, that is Delhi Runners Group. And she's saying that the day she jogs more than usual, her upper back hurts badly the next day, specifically the area near the spine. So why does this happen?
As I mentioned earlier also in earlier episodes, if running is someone's love or passion, strength training has to be their mother-in-law. So most people, when they're picking up running, the problem is they're just running and they don't do anything else. They don't like doing anything else. Now, what happens is, courtesy, using our smartphones, our mobiles, laptops, computers, all that stuff, the slouch position that we keep sitting in, It causes upper back to be just slouched. So we become effectively over 8-10 hours a day for 30 years, 20 years, we become very weak from upper back. So when we run, that is the part that ends up giving up first, is the upper back. And that's where the pain comes on. So the whole idea is two things to do. One is actually to strength train not only the legs, but the upper body as well. Second is actually run easy. Let go, run easy. Imagine you're holding a popper in your hand and that can't break. So easy grip running that you're doing. So those are the two ways someone can look at this. An exercise to work on this is very easy, shoulder blade retraction. So basically, I've mentioned this earlier, but you know, imagine standing up and you are going to actually crush an orange, you know, between your shoulder blades. So you have your hands raised up and your elbows are at a 90 degrees and you take your shoulders back. Crush that little orange and back again and do that 30-40 times. So your upper back muscles will activate by doing that, and do that 4-5 times a day. Okay, so that's a good exercise for this.
Okay, so when you say crush an orange, you actually mean squeeze it.
Squeeze it, yes.
Okay, I also liked your mother-in-law analogy. It makes complete sense. Okay, so the next question is from Rishi Bagga, who's asking what to do for knee pain he experiences in the first week of starting to run. Another runner, Arminder Thind, who's from Bangalore, brings up the phobia of knee injuries and says that doctors often say that running is bad for your knees. Does that hold true?
Actually, no, not at all. Just recently, in last week or so, there have been some good articles that have been coming out, medical journal articles, saying that actually is the other way around. Running has protective mechanism when it comes to injuries, knee injuries and arthritis and all that stuff. Okay, so if you're moving it, you were made to move. If you're moving it, it's a good thing.
Right.
Now, the thing is, it's improper running technique that causes aches and pains in runners or non-runners. So if someone fixes that, if they're wearing the right shoe, know how to run, have the muscles working the right way, it's actually protective. So going back to Rishi, his question about what to do in the first week if there's pain in the knees.
Right.
The thing is, you've been sitting on your backside for 10 years or more, so your muscles around there are weak. So idea should be to gradually build it up. So rather than rushing it through, gradually start doing some distances. Could be a walk-run thing, the way we've been saying in our episodes.
Right.
And the body, the muscles, the knee will get used to it gradually. Don't be in a rat race. Don't try to do what your, you know, whoever, girlfriend or boyfriend or, you know, the friend, whoever did whatever distance. Do in bits and pieces, one baby step at a time. Okay, and it'll be all good. If there is still pain, definitely go see your doctor then. But all my doctor colleagues out there who've been saying for ages that running is bad for you, you know, there's so solid scientific evidence today to prove otherwise.
Right.
So that's not right at all.
That's good. So that's one myth that has been taken care of. Pretty simple but sensible advice, right? So the next question is from Uma from Hyderabad. She asks, if a person with a history of knee pain or injury gets into long runs, what are the precautions that need to be taken? And a follow-up of that is a question from Sondarya Srinivasan, who says, I have pain in my knees when I run. Are you sure running is for me?
Right, so if there's a pre-existing knee pain, it's advisable to first reduce that pain, okay? So not to get into running right away, maybe just spend some time on your feet. So just walk around, keep increasing your walking pace.
Yeah.
Knee by design is an unstable joint. People need to understand that. So muscles are the ones holding it together. Yes, those ligaments do as well, but muscles play a very important role. So strength training will become a very important thing to do because it'll stabilize the joint, okay? So first, stabilize the joint by strength training it. Again, if you're not sure yet, please see someone, because already a pre-existing, say, severe knee arthritis, you know, should they be running? Not at all.
Yeah.
You know, they should gradually get into walking and then do the rest, you know, strength training and all that. So that's the thing there. So again, you need to get fit to be running. So that's the whole idea here. So just take your own sweet time. Okay. And again, as Sundari asked, you know, she has pain and is it for her? Same thing again. Very important. Go check it out with the doctor. Even if you don't want to tell them yet that you want to run, because most doctors will end up saying anyways, don't run. So just tell them, just reduce my pain for now and just start doing some strength training and I'll take care of it.
Great. Become fit to run. I would never have thought of that one. Interesting. Right. So now we come to the drill of the week.
All right. Then, so over the last 4 weeks, you've learned unknowingly to land softly on your feet. So, you know, when I said hopping in the same spot or jogging in the same spot, now you can't hop or skip or jog in the same spot with heavy thumping of the feet. Okay. So that was the whole idea. Even unconsciously, you automatically are going to do that soft landing. Then I was actually going on to saying, imagine there's a popper in your hand and then you're doing that. And that takes care of what Sonia had asked earlier. What it does is upper back is relaxed when you're actually running. And then there's standing tall as if you're like a puppet and you're being pulled up. Now, all of that adds to landing softly on your feet. Now, this time I want you to pick another exercise that you'll help running from. Stand tall like a puppet, as I'm saying here, and have a wall right next to you. Take wall support, swing your leg at your hip back and forth. So what you're doing like a pendulum, you're moving your hip back and forth. Mm-hmm. Now, the muscle that is the most underrated amongst runners is the muscle that we sit on, the butt muscle, gluteus maximus. Now, that is the muscle that pulls the leg back. So it's like a pendulum. Once it goes back, it'll automatically come forwards like a pendulum. So that's what the muscle you're working with. So standing against a wall, take your leg back and forwards like a pendulum. Okay, keeping your knee straight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the whole idea is, when you do this, there's a tendency to arch your back. Please don't let that happen. Keep your back straight because otherwise you'll have back pain, which you didn't have earlier. So repeat this 50, 20 times, 1-5-2-0, so 15 to 20 times, and 7 to 8 times a day. It's very easy to do, really. It takes less than a minute to do it. And just get on with it. Do the older drills that we've spoken about earlier. Combine it with that. So your hips become a lot mobile with this, simply this exercise.
Right. So just for my understanding, you said take your leg back only as far as the lower back doesn't arch.
Yeah.
So which means that you're not taking the leg back too high up. It's not necessary to go high. It's just back and forth.
That's right. So it's
It's
literally like a pendulum. So you're not forcing it too much.
Mm.
I just want that natural,
easy,
gentle
easy kind
movement
of flow
to come in. That's right. Yes.
Great. Sounds easy. We'll try and see how it goes. So since you already mentioned about the exercise of the week, let's get to the running schedule.
All right, ma'am. So this week, the whole idea is get out to run, walk, run 4 to 6 times a week if you can. And the whole idea is we'll keep changing the ratio. You know, being the fifth episode, now we'll be doing more running than walking, actually. So start with an easy walk for a minute, followed by a brisk walk for 2 minutes. And then what you do is you do an easy jog for 3 minutes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a combination of a 1-2-3. 1 minute walk, easy walk, 2 minutes of a brisk walk, followed by 3 minutes of a little jog that you're trying to do.
Six minutes in total.
And you keep repeating the same thing, you know, easy walk, brisk walk, run or jog. And you keep repeating it again and again. And try to do this like 5 to 6 repetitions. Now, the whole trick here is when you're actually doing a walk, you catch your breath. You take easy, slow breaths.
Mm.
So you're ready for the next one, the brisk walk and the run. Because you keep working on that, that's what will give you endurance. Then you can really have your breathing in order for longer. Okay. So that's the drill today. And as I said, 4 to 6 times, if you're doing this, this is good stuff.
Right. That's a nice start. So slowly but surely keep building the time you run and keep reducing the time you walk.
Yep.
Great. So the motivational story is a regular feature of our podcast and it's pretty interesting because it's actually based on listeners' feedback and what they share with us. So what's the motivational story for this week?
Yeah, so this one's actually very, very interesting and it shows us how important the walk is and how important each of us are to actually make a bigger difference in the society.
Mm-hmm.
So Neha Yole from Pune, now she's a 36-year-old counseling psychologist who's a mother of 3 gorgeous daughters, 14-year-old and 8-year twins. And she was in Melbourne before this for 12 odd years, and she's been back only for 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing what she's done in those 3 years back in India. Now, she suffered with low back pain soon after the delivery of the twins, which was 8 years ago. And soon after that, the year after that, she started walking. Okay. Now, what's important in this story is she was not in India when that happened. She was in Australia. And the doctors there said, go walk. Something that we guys here don't say enough. And then last 5 years, she's had no back pain whatsoever. Okay. So she takes care of those 3 daughters, is a professional. and is walking around and the pain's getting better. Now, just to add to that, 2 years back, she had a surgery for the ankle. So she fell down, twisted her ankle and, you know, multiple fractures and dislocations and all that. And she had implants done, plate screws and all that stuff put in. And what she started doing soon after that was she started walking sooner than what she was suggested also. And the recovery was a lot better. And the doctors then turned around and said, it probably was better because you walked on it.
Right.
So again, the power of walking or movement there.
Mm.
And she's only been running since the beginning of this year. So January is when she picked up running. Otherwise, she was just walking. Everything that I've said so far, walking.
Mm.
And she has been running for the last 6 to 7 months. She enjoys the speed. She finds that distances have become shorter.
Great. So she also says, and I'm quoting her, "Day by day, I feel stronger and endurance levels have grown. As a side effect, I have lost around 15 kilos of weight in the last 6 years. With no special diet, I eat what comes my way. And the most important benefit," she says, "of walking, running is, I make sure I get that me time when I walk, run every day, which is very important for her emotional well-being. Walking and running has also helped her connect with some wonderful and inspiring people." And she mentions your name in particular. So that's really great. She also says that running, besides helping her physically, has also helped sort out a lot of, you know, depression, anxiety and other problems which people face today.
So exactly that. And, you know, she actually runs a group called Walk It Out, Talk It Out. So as you said, those depression, anxiety and couples with marital discords and all that. She, as therapeutic bit, she actually tells them, go walk.
Yeah.
And that's why the name, Walk It Out, Talk It Out. You know, so whatever your issues are, just talk it out.
Mm.
And she says it's worked wonderfully well for her clients. And, you know, what's happened is pretty much organic growth. Started off with her clients, but then, you know, it's caught on. And other people in the society are catching on to it.
Right.
And she has a WhatsApp group where 190 odd people on a daily basis report back saying what have they done today physical activity wise. And 3,000 plus people on the Facebook group that she's created. Again, similar thing there. She's pushing for walking. There she isn't talking too much about the running part.
Right.
And it's amazing how it's kind of, you know, changed that for them. So she's combining her own experience, making that group and doing a phenomenal job.
Great.
And then she suggests that all her patients, these groups started with them, have grown organically since, and you know how amazing it's been for them. And they all will be doing this movement thing that we've been talking about throughout, the moon movement thing, this weekend. Basically what it is we've spoken about it previously too, a group of folks coming along to cumulatively do 47 kilometers on the 47th anniversary of man having landed on the moon.
Great.
So she's been doing all these activities that I suggest pretty regularly.
Yeah. And she also mentions that a better and stronger physical body has given her confidence to move mountains. She feels much more confident. She walks most of the time, whether it's to meetings, shops or schools, and it's no big deal anymore. And of course, she loves that me time which she gets every day while she runs or walks alone. And she's also become a very social person at the same time because she has started all these groups and she started running with, you know, people and walks with different people. So she's also increased her social quotient. She also sheepishly admits that she runs for medals, you know, and she says her daughters flaunt the medals around the house. They take pictures and they feel very proud of her. So all in all, it's been a very win-win situation for her. Great. So that was a really motivational story. What about the event for this week?
All right then. So moon movement, as I was saying, so what we'll be doing on 24th July is the outside track that is there at Nehru Stadium. We'll be doing this moon movement thing. So people are, you know, invited and whoever wants to kind of show up there. Again, they don't have to be at the same physical location to be doing that 47 kilometers. It could very well be that someone's in Melbourne, someone's in London, some friend, all coming together cumulatively doing the 47.
Right.
So it's like, you know, people raise funds for charities. So let's raise some kilometers or miles for the cause being you.
Yes.
And yeah, anywhere, anytime kind of a thing. So that's our thing, 24th July. Other than that, the Wipro Chennai Marathons on the 11th of December, they will be having 10, 21 and 42 kilometer distance events. Now, the registrations are now open. I think they opened just yesterday or day before. And will stay open till around end of October, unless too many people have signed up. So they have a cutoff as well. So what the organizers are suggesting is please register sooner than later, because there might be a situation where people don't get to register then.
Right.
And the reason again is that if you register sooner, you'll start training as well. Otherwise, you will not train enough for it.
Do share with us your experience at feedback@livemint.com, or you can follow us on our Mint Facebook page or our Twitter handle @livemint. See you next Friday.